It's a pleasure to have back in the studio with us Jackson Mayor Daniel Mahoney. How you doing today, sir?
Good morning, Mark. Good morning, Jackson.
Well, I'm glad we had a chance to connect last night. I did not see you until I was actually up on the stage with the 30 and under. But, man, that's such a fun event. That is it's just very uplifting, and it's one of those things where you're like, man, the future's bright in Jackson County.
That's absolutely correct. I mean, it's amazing to see so many young people doing so much powerful stuff in our community, and then the ability for an event like that to be able to come together to connect them all to each other.
Mm-hmm.
Most importantly, because they are the ones who will be carrying our community forward into the future.
Now, you were there to support who last night?
I was there to support Mr. Aiden Sova.
Oh, yeah.
And,
okay.
Wow. I was very happy to be there. He invited me last month, about a month ago.
Okay.
And I was like, absolutely, I'll be there to support you. You know, congratulations. I met him maybe a little over a year ago, but he's friends with one of my nephews. Him and my nephew are the same age and graduated together, and it's just amazing to like see his journey, hear his accomplishments, and even last night I heard some things that I just didn't know about him, and he just continues to impress me.
Right. Yeah. 30 and under, and because he had talked about his life growing up.
Yep.
and the poverty that he grew up in, and to work his way, and legit worked his way, not a whole lot of handouts coming his way, worked his way to be in the position he is with Google, and all the different things that he has sat on, and the other accomplishments he's made in Jackson County. I mean, it's a truly an incredible story.
It really is. It's very inspiring. Mm-hmm. It's inspiring in a lot of different ways. It's inspiring for Jackson to have someone, a young native of Jackson, who's been able to accomplish such great feats with such adversity in their background.
Mm-hmm.
And it's inspiring to hear someone say, hey, we got to continue to come back to Jackson.
Right.
You know, and that's powerful.
Well, that's another thing, too, like Olivia's story, Olivia Pageau, and she came back to Jackson, and you see a lot of that. I'm not exactly sure how much with the class from last night, but you do see a lot of that, where kids leave, they always come back. I mean, they always come back to Jackson, Daniel.
Yeah, absolutely. I was very happy to see her up there, also happy to see Kayla.
Yeah.
Those are the three that I personally know.
Mm-hmm.
But I was impressed by everybody who went up there. I mean, it just kind of made me sit back and just think, like, man, we got a great future ahead of us with young people like this, and the way they were recognized, and the ability for them to not only be recognized, but an opportunity to connect them to each other. Because I'm sure as a young person who is walking that pathway, you kind of probably sometimes feel like, man, all my peers are kind of just milling about doing whatever they want to do, and here I am laser focused on building a future for myself and pouring into the community, and you know, being able to connect those young people to each other is also a very powerful thing.
Yeah, it is. It
absolutely
is. Hey, one of the things I wanted to talk with you about, since we're kind of like in that in-between meeting scenario, we had talked about this a while back, and we just kind of have an opportunity here today to circle back to it.
Mm-hmm.
There are incentives that the city has for potential residents, incentives that if they purchase a home in Jackson, I think it was connected with the 100 Homes Project. But what are those incentives, and is this really something that the city should do to encourage residents residency here in the city?
So it's actually not just connected to the 100 Homes.
Okay.
But the 100 Homes is an additional incentive for individuals who are considering to move to Jackson. So with the cost of living being so low here, and the community being so great, we were identified by an organization called Make My Move.
Mm-hmm.
They specialize in advertising communities. They work with that community to pull together some community amenities,
mm-hmm,
to group together to say, hey, if you move to this community, here's a set of amenities that they're willing to offer you. some communities offer like straight cash. They'll say, hey, we'll pay you $5,000, you know, to help cover moving costs. Nowadays, with the world of work being so different, there's a lot of people who work remote, working remote jobs that they can work literally anywhere in the country. Then a lot of people right now, with the cost of living being so high and inflation and everything else, they're trying to figure out how to save a buck, how to be able to raise a family, be in a community that they're more comfortable in with the wages that they receive. Excuse me. And Jackson was identified as one of those communities that could potentially be a place that people may want to move. Our goal is also to grow the community. Mm-hmm. I mean, we want nothing more than for everybody to want to move to Jackson.
Right.
That would help our community in so many ways. So we said, hey, this sounds like a great fit. This aligns with some of our strategic goals of being able to increase our population here in the community. And we've got great things going on. We've got great community partners. And we think we can put some resources together to be able to offer to individuals who may be interested. So we started this relationship with Make My Move. And I think we're a little over a year in now. Between that time, mm-hmm. the 100 Homes program was launched.
Okay.
With the launch of the 100 Homes program, we also said, why not be able to also offer this as an opportunity for an individual? Because I don't know where else you're going to be able to get a brand new home built for $175,000, three bedrooms, two bathrooms, and also have down payment assistance being offered to you in that same breath. And so if you have family members, if you have friends who were once natives of Jackson or are interested in being natives of Jackson, being Jackson citizens, you can share this with them. They can look it up. Like I said, it's called Make My Move. It shows you a list of different communities. There's a short video on there. And then when you go to Jackson, it tells you all of the things that we would offer an individual who's interested in moving here. And again, this is a partnership between several different community organizations mm-hmm. that we've put these amenities together. So things like a 1-year membership to the Ella Sharp golf course, you know, a 1-month household YMCA membership plus 5-class punch card for any adults in the household, 12 free community events sponsored by the Jackson Chamber of Commerce, connections to organization, nonprofit organization, people at the parks and trails, breakfast with the city manager and staff, and then a few other things also. So, mm-hmm. I mean, it's not anything crazy or insane that's being offered. This is the same thing that would be offered to somebody as far as like that down payment assistance,
right.
That would be offered to a current citizen. But as a part of this partnership that we have with Make My Move, we solicited to some partners in the community and said, hey, we've got this organization that we're working with to solicit our community out there to people who are looking to move, work remote, or looking to relocate a business or something like that. And we think this is a great opportunity to partner with our different people in the community to put some amenities together to make our community attractive for individuals who may want to live here.
And again, it's not just 100 homes. It's anybody.
It's anybody.
Anybody who wants to move into the city.
That's correct.
And from the stuff you just listed right there, like with the golf course and breakfast with the city manager, mm-hmm. it doesn't sound like it's a strain on the city budget.
No. No, it's not.
Right. Okay.
Not at all.
Anything else? I mean, anything else with that, or I guess your thoughts overall on the
no,
incentive
so
program
they,
for the
they actually called me first. The mm-hmm. organization Make My Move. I had about 2 meetings with them myself, just to be able to ask some questions, listen to a presentation. Most importantly, listen to some results that they had from other communities. Had an opportunity to look into some of the other communities that they've worked with. And had a meeting with the city manager and said, hey, I think we should sit down and talk to them. And after him and I talked, he said, hey, I actually spoke to them before also, prior to myself being mm-hmm. elected. He said, I've spoke to them before as well. Let's set up a meeting and talk to them and fill this out. And then we'll see what we both think and bring it before council. And that's pretty much what we did. And I think it's a good move for us. I do. I think it's a strategic move. If we want to grow as a community, we have to make ourselves attractive as a community. Mm-hmm. And we have to be willing to put ourselves out there. I'll tell you the coolest thing that happened is I saw a video, just like a clip on social media, and there was the lady was just talking about cool places to move to, where there's amenities like this being offered, and she listed 10 places across the country, and Jackson was one of them.
Oh, nice. Okay.
And that was a cool thing to see. So people are paying attention to it, and this was just a random social media person, not being paid. She didn't even mention Make My Move. She just mentioned, hey, Jackson, Michigan is offering these amenities for individuals who may want to live there. Mm-hmm. Here's some cool things about the community. Here's a couple of reasons why you may be interested in, you know, make sure you go check out Jackson, Michigan. We were like in the top three that she mentioned. So I thought that was a really cool thing to see.
All right. Very good. Well, we've got another council meeting coming up. It seems like it's been a while since we've had a council meeting. So next one's coming up, what, next week?
It's been 2 weeks. Yeah. It's only been 2 weeks.
It feels longer than that, Daniel.
It does. It feels longer than that, but it has only been 2 weeks. This meeting coming up, I'm excited about.
What's going to happen?
So we've got Chrissy Mae Davis will be sworn in.
Okay.
At this next meeting. So she'll be sworn in, and then she'll be put straight to work. Because we do have business to take care of. So, and then it's also our holiday meeting. We get a few minutes to, you know, snack on a couple of cookies and, have some punch and, you know, and then have a good rest of the December and prepare ourselves to take off again in January. So we've only got one meeting in December. It may be a little bit longer. I'm not sure. I haven't seen the agenda yet. But, normally, when we only have one meeting in a month, we try to take care of all the things that may come up. But Jonathan said, hey, I think the agenda will be fairly light. I don't have too much that we need to take care of. So it's exciting to me to welcome another council person who, you know, put the work in to be able to get to the seat that she's in and has shown that she, you know, truly cares about the community. So we want to welcome her with open arms and just look forward to continuing to do the good work of this community.
So two things. Without having the agenda in front of you, are you aware of a couple items that are, at least they're going to be coming up that need to be addressed next week? Or
not at all. The only thing that's on my mind is our items that I know I have to take care of, which is making recommendations for some appointments to some boards and committees.
Gotcha.
Which I'll have that together probably in the next 24 hours to submit to get added to the agenda. But outside of that, I can't really think of anything particularly that I would expect to be on the agenda.
And the second thing, when it comes to the Christmas cookies, do you prefer them crisp or a nice undercooked gooey cookie?
Depends on the cookie.
Okay. Right.
Okay. It depends on the cookie.
Yeah.
I mean, if they are fresh out the oven, warm cookies.
Oh, man, you can't beat that.
You got to have them a little bit gooey, especially a good chocolate chip cookie, right?
Right.
It's got to be a little gooey. And I prefer a softer chocolate chip cookie over a crisp chocolate chip cookie. I still want it all the way done, though.
Okay.
But I like a little bend to it. Not too much break. I like a little bend to it.
You're not a cookie dough kind of person? You know?
I never order cookie dough anything. No.
Well, okay.
But.
All right, but
I will eat the cookie dough out of the bowl with the egg in it even.
Okay.
You know, I grew up like let me get that egg beater that you just mixed the cookie dough with. I'll clean that off for you.
Oh, it sounds like your mom turned it off before.
Okay. Generally.
Jackson Mayor Daniel Mahoney in the studio. It's always a pleasure. Thanks for being here with us today.
Likewise. And I know we'll see each other next week. I hope you have a good week.
We'll do.
And have a good week, Jackson.
Absolutely. Thanks, Daniel.